From packed gyms to roaring student sections, this is where rivalries are born and legends begin. Tonight, the lights are on, the floor is polished, and the next generation of stars is ready to shine.
Now up ahead, as Langefeld's going to lay it up left hand, and one! Got it! And a free throw can I see?
This is high school basketball at its best. Heart, hustle, and hometown pride. Get ready, Fresno. It's game time on ESPN Fresno. This game is made possible thanks to A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, Fashion Furniture, The Foundation at FCOE, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, Me and Ed's Pizza, Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, M-Cubed, Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
Coming to you live courtside here on 1430 ESPN Fresno from Celland Arena. Division I championships are ready to play it out here on a Saturday night in downtown Fresno. Phil Bonatti alongside Paul Metters for what should be a fantastic doubleheader. Back-to-back games coming to you live on the Central Valley Sports Leader. We've crowned 10. We have two more to go to cap off what has been an incredible weekend of basketball here in the Central Section. Earlier today, you had Rosamond winning the D5 Girls Championship. Kalinga, in exciting fashion, winning in D5 Boys. In D3 Girls, Emmanuel beating Shafter. And in D3 Boys, just moments ago, Tulare Union taking the title, beating CVC. And now we get set for our Division I Girls Championship. Clovis High, Clovis West. It's been all building to this, hasn't it, been, Paul?
Oh, my gosh. We've been talking about this rematch from last year since the beginning of the basketball season, 1-2. We're going to be talking about the storylines throughout the broadcast. But how about this? Clovis West gunning for their 14th straight Central Section title. Clovis High ruined, I guess you could put it that way, Clovis West reign on the track, winning an outright track title. That's why they are the number one seed tonight. A lot of people have been talking about this game for a long time, and when they officially won their semifinal games, and we're going to meet in tonight, a lot of talk about who's going to win this game, the streaks, the storylines. Now it's time to play basketball.
Absolutely. As we get closer to tip-off, teams warming up as we speak here on 1430 ESPN. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have more pregame ahead. Look closer at these teams' journeys and get you set for Clovis and Clovis West on 1430 ESPN Fresno.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCOE.
All right, welcome back. Pre-game here between Clovis and Clovis West girls basketball as warm-ups continue. And, Paul, as we look at both of these teams and how they've got there, we'll go through the pass individually, and quite a different feeling when you're talking about the two-seed Clovis West Golden Eagles. Not very often you say that, but Clovis West comes in as the lower seed after beating St. Joseph in the quarterfinal. They ran away with it against Carruthers in the game we broadcasted a week ago, and now they face Clovis here in Celland Arena. Clovis West, you said, 14 titles in a row on the line. The pressure ramps up every year it passes, Paul, but what about this team in its journey this year?
Well, they're 28-3 and a two seed. You don't see that very often. Clovis, the number one at 22-9. Yeah, so if we'll start with Clovis West, the pedigree is definitely there. If you're familiar with basketball in the Central Section, even in the state, you know about the program, the 2017 state championship. As you mentioned, Phil, they're gunning for their 14th straight, which would be two off of the state record as far as section championships. On the flip side, you got Clovis High. They've been building for this game for a long time. Ever since they lost that overtime game, they had a chance last year. They had a few shots. If they went in, they would have taken the lead in that game in overtime last year on this court. They've been waiting a full calendar year for this game, and now they can make history if they win tonight.
On the other side, Clovis, which is a team that wins this track title this year. They beat Redwood as a one seed, then beat Central East, and a fantastic matchup between those two schools. And now Clovis finds themselves the one seed, the track champ, and now hoping for a Central Section title, which they haven't reached in a very long time here, Paul.
Yeah, and, you know, Cooper Steele's done an amazing job with this program, and it starts with a couple seniors, four-year girls, Sadie Sin, Yaz Aguilera. You know, they've been stellar all season. You talk about Sadie and her ball handling ability, her ability to break the press. That's going to be one of the keys to the game, how well in control she is. She's been doing it all year, scored 28 in that semifinal game against Central East. Aguilera is more of a shooter, but she's really improved her all-around game. And if you want to talk about Clovis West as we get ready for an announcement, I think we might have the national anthem too. You know, Ramey Chapman is a junior, another girl that started as a freshman. She's a point guard. She controls that offense for Clovis West. And Riley Schoonover, she's going to have to play tough inside. She transferred in last year. Took her a while to get acclimated to this program, but she's headed to Fresno State for a reason. She's really good.
Well, we have to take another break, and we got tip-off coming up next. When we have that, we'll have starting lineups and the players to watch as we have the players lined up, ready to go. One break here. We'll be back. Tip-off for the D1 Girls Championship on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, if that national anthem that we just heard, unfortunately you missed it on the air, but Michaela Sevilla wonderful rendition right before playing a basketball game. Paul, how about pulling double duty that way, huh?
That was beautiful. I've heard her sing before, and I could listen to that all day.
All right, we start with the two seed, Clovis West, in their starting lineup, and it's going to look like this. Number three, Ramey Chapman, the junior, stellar, fantastic point guard for Clovis West. Jocelyn Martinez wearing number four. She's a sharpshooter. Riley Schoonover, the Fresno State commit, wearing number five inside. Milani Warren, a guard, senior, wearing number 21, and Sydney Swillis rounds out the starting lineup, a sophomore in this title game, wearing number 22.
Well, I talked about Ramey and Riley, and you mentioned Jocelyn Martinez. She had an excellent game against Carruthers, scored 21 points. She's one of those X-factor players. She can shoot from the outside. She's pretty savvy. Sometimes Coach Campbell will put her at the free throw line on offense and let her create. So she's if Clovis West is going to really challenge Clovis in this basketball game, she's going to be a key.
For Cooper Steele, his lineup will look like this for Clovis High. Jada Walton wearing number zero. She's a sophomore guard. Wearing number 20, Millie Rojas, a guard as well, the senior. Amaya Walters is number 23. She's the forward as a junior. Here comes the other dynamic duo for the seniors here for Clovis. Sadie Sin wearing number 24, the point guard. And number 30, Yasmin Aguilera, the senior as well. Tell us about Clovis High.
We talked about Sadie Yasmin, but how about Millie Rojas, a transfer from Enache, who's played on this court before. She's at 5'11". She's a little bit of a inside-outside girl as well. She can shoot from about 15 feet in. So, you know, she's going to be one of those X-factors for Clovis tonight.
Paul, we continue to hit on the theme of familiarity.
Yeah.
These two teams have certainly faced each other. They've beaten each other this year. We had a similar situation in championship games yesterday. Tell me about the factors that go in when you know an opponent so well.
Yeah, these girls have grown up, played against each other. They split in the regular season. You know, both of these coaches, Coach Cooper Steele for Clovis, Craig Campbell for Clovis West, they know the intricacies of each team almost as much as their own team, right? They know the different strengths and the weaknesses. It's up to them to counteract it, but God, these two teams are extremely familiar with each other. Track opponents, split in the regular season. Clovis High were the one that won the track title this year. But, you know, one of the things, too, Phil, is, you know, doing research for all these games and writing down my notes and taking stats and all that stuff, I'm throwing out all the stats. The stats do not matter in this one. The only stat that's going to matter at the end of the game is who scores the most points.
It could be four quarters of basketball. It could be an extra quarter if we get it like last year. These two teams have been fantastic in the Central Valley at the top of the pinnacle here of Central Section basketball, and we get another matchup between these two teams, Cougars and Eagles, coming at you momentarily. Golden Eagles are going to be wearing their black uniforms with the yellow design on each side. with the maroon trim on their lettering and numbering. Clovis wearing the home whites in this one with the blue piping down each side with some black outline as well. Cougars across their chest.
And don't forget the coaches wearing all black.
All black for Craig Campbell and all black for Cooper Steele. As we get closer to tip, 4 hours of basketball coming at you now. You don't want to go anywhere else than here on 1430 ESPN. As we get the tip-off set, Millie Rojas is going to go up against Riley Schoonover. 8 minutes on the clock. Team set up as we are underway in the D1 Girls Championship as Clovis West will win it. Now it's Schoonover in the corner, inside Martinez. Martinez back to the basket, flips it up, no good. Ball deflected out of bounds, and it stays with Clovis West.
Clovis High coming out in man-to-man defense. Martinez, like I said, pretty savvy. Had a good shot, but missed it with the left hand.
Warren into Chapman, swinging it around is Martinez. Martinez standing with the basketball, getting it over to Warren. Warren three, rattles out. Fight for the rebound. Schoonover met by a couple Cougars. Fight for it, jump ball. Arrow possession to the Cougars.
Yeah, I'm allotting Warren, one of those shooters, is going to need a good game from them. Misfires on her first one. And one thing about Clovis West is, if you're used to watching them play basketball, is their press. But against Clovis High, they do not implement it.
So now we see Clovis come to the front court here, set up on offense for the first time. Walton, bring it over to Sin. Sin going to fire a straightaway three-pointer, and it falls. 3-0, Clovis.
Oh, she's one of the best players in the central section, if not the best. Comes out and hits her first shot.
Chapman bringing it up. Now into the front court. Swillis. Swillis driving right side. Now stops, looking to pass it back. Trying to find someone
double
to go.
Green.
Double dribble, though, for Sydney Swillis. And that's a turnover for the Golden Eagles. Clovis now up 3-0 into their second possession. Sin bringing it up now. As get it over to Walton. Walton drives. Now pulls up. Holding the basketball, fight for it. Martinez steals it away. She's got no one with her. She's going to get poked from behind as Walton able to recover and poke it out of bounds, prevent a basket. And it's Clovis West here on the other end.
Yeah, great hustle by Walton. Got it stolen from her and poked it away right at the last second.
Warren will inbound on the baseline. They get into Swillis. Swillis. Trapped in the corner by Walton. Bounce pass into Schoonover, able to gather it. Now she peels to the right side, throws up a shot, does not fall, but gets the foul. And it's two free throws for Riley Schoonover.
Well, what I like about that possession from Clovis West is Schoonover, just with a power dribble, went up strong. We're going to have to keep track of the foul situation, especially with Walters.
Maya Walters committing that foul. First foul for the Cougars. First foul of this basketball game. Schoonover makes that first free throw. Second one on its way. And it rattles off the left side. 1-for-2 trip for Schoonover. 3-1 early. Clovis leads. 6:38 to go. Sin met in the midcourt. Gets it over to Walton. Pass inside as Walters able to flip it up and good. 5-1 Cougars. Here comes Clovis West into the front court. Chapman guarded by Rojas. Chapman handing it off to Warren. Warren switches on Rojas. Flies left side, short on the layup. Rojas with the rebound. Up ahead. It's Aguilera. Aguilera fighting between defenders. Blocked by Schoonover on a shot. Now it's Clovis West the other way. Martinez crosses the half court. She's got some speed now. Comes to the left side, no good.
Challenged by Walters, did a good job of not fouling.
Walton up ahead, Sin, layup attempt short on the left side, no good. Clovis West with the rebound. Chapman's going to push the pressure now. Over to the corner, Martinez, spot up three-pointer, good!
Good court vision by Chapman. Keeping her eyes up, throwing across court for that always tough corner three here at Sellin Arena.
5-4 Clovis leads, 5:33 to go in this opening quarter of the D1 Girls Championship. Sin met by a double team. Swings it to Rojas to the corner. It's Aguilera, three, well off to the right side, off the backboard. Now it's Clovis West coming the other way.
Good challenge defensively, running out at Aguilera on the three.
Chapman dribbles now into the front court. Over to Schoonover. Schoonover back to the basket. Nobody guarding her out there. Gets it to Martinez, swing it to Swillis. Swillis harassed by the defender, Aguilera. It's picked away from Aguilera. Rojas up ahead now. She doesn't have numbers, but she's going to drive left side. Spins between defenders, somehow gets through, but does not get the shot down. Here comes Chapman the other way. And ahead to Martinez. Martinez too strong on the layup attempt on the left side, and it's out of bounds. Off of Clovis, stays with Clovis West.
Coach Campbell always has a ton of plays from his baseline out of bounds or sideline out of bounds. It's always a little wrinkle he puts in.
Martinez inbounding it over to Warren. Warren guarded by Walton, bumps a little bit. Now switching over to the right side, peel back three-pointer on its way. No, and a push underneath. Sin fell to the ground. Looks like a foul on Clovis West. It's probably Schoonover, I think, was in on that play. We'll check the number. That was actually Martinez that commits the foul there. So
let me try my best here, Phil, to analyze what Clovis West is doing defensively to start this basketball game. So they got two of their guards. You got Warren and you got a sub right now, McKenna Curry. They're really extending outside and leaving the middle wide open.
Jocelyn Jasso. Over to the corner, Walton. Back over to Sin. Sin firing long three-pointer. Good!
Oh, my goodness. That was good from about 28 feet. Wow.
For Clovis. Martinez met by double team. Jump ball opportunity, and it is. It will go to Clovis West. We'll stay there. Inbounding will be Chapman. Now, actually, they switch over to Curry. McKenna Curry in this basketball game. Jocelyn. Jalen Jasso in for the Clovis Cougars as well. A couple subs now. Inside, fronting it, picking it up is Walters. Gets it to Aguilera. Aguilera crossing the timeline. Harrison fouled. Yeah, we had a push there from Melanie Warren. That's her first foul on Aguilera there. And we got a sub for Clovis as Gia Souza comes in for Amaya Walters.
So what Clovis is doing to counteract this defense is putting, and now Souza is in the ball game, putting her at the free throw line, really extending out. She's coming up for a high screen.
Sin bounce pass, Aguilera, three-pointer. It's another one. Cougars can't miss from three. Craig Campbell's got to talk about it with 3:39 to go. 11-4 Clovis early in the D1 Girls Championship. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and MQ.
Early three-point shooting, putting Clovis up early in this D1 Girls Championship. 11-4, Paul. It's been good shooting from the Cougars so far.
And those three-pointers have been absolutely from distance.
Curry misses a three. It's Cougars now with the defensive rebound. Setting up back up on offense as Sadie Sin crosses the midcourt into Souza. Souza pass back out Aguilera over to Sin, swinging it around Rojas to the corner. Thought about the three was Jasso. She got bumped and looked like she fell out of bounds, but I didn't see a fall. She fell out of bounds and landed out of bounds, and there was no foul call, so.
Yeah, they switched it.
Yeah, okay. Clovis switched basketball.
Our eyes did not deceive us.
Okay. Coach Campbell was indignant on it, but everything corrected. Clovis West the other way now. Martinez, and we got a travel from Clovis West. Another turnover early for the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, Coach Campbell looking at his bench to get a sub. If this was tennis, that would have been an unforced error.
Martinez out. It's Grace Franklin in. Jasso out for the Cougars. Back in is Walters. So we got a couple more size for this Clovis squad now. Sin into the front court. Screen set by Walton. Lee Aguilera into Walters. Walters pass back out corner. Aguilera three. Good again. 14-4 Clovis.
I remember last year Clovis West jumped out to that 19-2 lead, and then the Cougars clawed back. Now it's Clovis's turn this year to jump out to a 10-point first quarter lead.
Curry dribbling with it now. Gets over to the top of the arc, swinging it over to Chapman. Now she gets to the top of the arc. She dribbles back. Now step back. Now stripped away. Sin able to grab it. Fight for it, though, as the ball was still loose. And Rojas and Chapman tie up for a jump ball. Clovis basketball.
Yeah, that defense from Clovis is really stymieing Clovis West offense. They can't get any shots down underneath.
Swillis checking in for Schoonover.
Clovis West now a little bit higher on their defensive pressure.
Sin over to Rojas as they try to break this more pressure up ahead. Aguilera into Walters. Walters over to Souza. Car collision. Ball went out of bounds. And they're going to say it was off of the Cougars. No foul call there. Just a hard collision underneath.
Yeah, I think she lost it before the collision. It was kind of coming out of her hands.
Now we get to 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. 14-4 Clovis. Chapman for Clovis West setting up in their offense. Guarded by Rojas. That's back out. Warren. Warren thought about the three. Back up to Chapman. Chapman straightaway three-pointer. High arcing one. No good. Long rebound goes to Curry as she was held by Sin. Sin's going to commit the foul. So Sadie Sin's first foul. Two T fouls each early in this going. There's a new shot clock, 30 on the clock for Clovis West with 1:48 to go in this first quarter. Chapman, screen set by Swillis, hesitates, now peels back, steps forward on the left side. Hard layup off the glass, good from Ramey Chapman.
Yeah, good to see that first one go down for Ramey. Did a good job keeping her pivot foot down.
Sin picks up her dribble, now gets it back to Rojas. Rojas guarded by Warren. Rojas trying to break that pressure over to Sin now as they get to the front court. Now peeling it over to the other side to Aguilera. Aguilera in the corner. Bounce pass to Walters. Walters able to pick it up, though. Turnaround jumper. No good off the front iron. Rebound Clovis West. Here comes Chapman the other way. Chapman looking with some speed. Now hesitates. Step back. Two-pointer. Off. No good. And a rebound attempt goes off the foot of Grace Franklin, and it stays with Clovis high. Walton checking back in for Souza. Get some subs for Clovis West as Martinez is back in. Schoonover back in. And we get our first look at Zion Williams. Sin with a minute to go. Dribbling with her left hand. Pass back out to Rojas as they're on the front court. Over to the other side as to Walters. Now swinging it around Aguilera. Aguilera back over to Rojas around the arc as it's to Walters. Walters spins, pivot foot, left side, no good. Rebound for Schoonover. She's fighting for it to keep security of it. And we got a foul back in the backcourt from Jada Walton. Not a foul you want to take there, Paul, in the backcourt.
Even though Clovis came away empty on that possession, man, that offense was clicking. The ball rarely touched the ground. Just pass, 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 getting into Walters at the free throw line and let her create. Even though they didn't score any points on that possession, the ball movement was exceptional.
14-6, Clovis leads in this first quarter. 25 seconds to go. Milani Warren, spot up three, good. And it falls on its way. 14-9. Clovis West on a little mini run here. Clovis could hold for the last shot. Jada Walton over to Sin as they now got to go up to the front court here. Pass in between is Walters over to the corner. It's Rojas three, short. Fight for the rebound. Schoonover stripped away. Aguilera throws up a prayer and no good on the baseline. So we got the first quarter buzzer. 14-9, Clovis leads in this D1 Girls Championship second quarter action. Coming up next on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
Right, welcome back. Second quarter just about to go here. Paul, what did you think of that first quarter?
Yeah, that was a big three, first of all, from Warren to make it a five-point game. You know, I think both teams just kind of, you know, getting a feel for the game. You know, the defense that Clovis West has put out there, that zone-type defense. You know, Clovis has done a good job.
Zion Williams no good on the three-pointer for Clovis West as they open with this possession. Now it's Clovis the other way.
Sticking back in that defense.
Ill-advised pass as Walters wasn't ready for it from Rojas. Now here comes Chapman the other way. Spot up three. Melani Warren well short and off the leg of a Clovis player. It looked like it was off Souza, so it'll stay for Clovis West in this end.
Yeah, those air balls are so tough to time, right? Grabbing the rebound. You don't expect those. Clovis wasn't able to corral it.
I think they have the team foul still up on the scoreboard, so they're going to make sure they reset those.
Hey, that's what Coach.
Yep, as you hear it. As we are here courtside, Ramey Chapman going to shoot a three. Well, short again, another air ball. Martinez tried to save it but could not, and so it'll go for Clovis. There we go, the fouls are reset.
All is well in the world.
No foul funny business in this game, right, Paul? We don't want that.
No.
And now we have a conversation at the score table.
Oh,
the clock is reset now. As they had it, have it at 72 and a half seconds. All right, now we're good. 7 minutes and 26 seconds. Wouldn't be a selling weekend without a little technical difficulties, huh? At least it wasn't. Paul, did you see the horn go off at Detroit Pistons game? 12 and a half minutes long. It was going.
Oh, no.
During the entire
buzzer malfunction?
The buzzer just was going whole time. I was watching that highlight yesterday. So
you weren't watching for 12 minutes, though,
no,
were you?
No, no. Those poor people, though.
Cut the plug somewhere.
Someone right? Was
cut the cord.
Just shut it all down. Thankfully, none of that yet here at Cellin Arena. Clovis back in offense now. Swinging it over. Good steal in the passing lane from Schoonover. Now comes the other way for the Golden Eagles as Chapman dribbling with it. Ticking to 7 minutes to go in this second quarter. Chapman with a little space on the right side off the glass.
That was a 10-foot floater bank. I thought she could have taken one more dribble and got to the hole, but yeah, that was a really tough shot.
Rojas picked up by Martinez, and Martinez is going to pick up a foul. That's her second, so Cougars, though, in a little bit of a drought here, Paul. 7-0 run for Clovis West.
Yeah, and that steal by Schoonover, right? They got the ball. Walters got the ball at the free throw line and turned, and that pass has been there, but it was one of those where you pass first and then turn. And Schoonover did a good job of predicting where that was going
to
be.
Rojas to Aguilera. Aguilera drives baseline. No good off the front iron on the floater, and it's a rebound for Williams. Clovis West the other way as Curry gets it to the front court. McKenna Curry dribbling with the right hand. Guarded by Walton. Spins. Now turns around, gets it to Chapman. Chapman now guiding the offense at the top of the arc. She drives left side off the screen. Floater off the glass, no good. And a fight for the rebound as Schoonover falls hard on the baseline. It's saved both back to Clovis, and Clovis has the numbers the other way. Rojas inside Walters. Walters spins, turns, off on the left side, no good. Here comes Clovis West the other way. Chapman guarded by Rojas, but she gets some space right side. No good on the front, though. On the layup attempt was short, and it's Clovis the other way. Walters bringing it up herself. Hands it back to Sadie Sims. She's contacted by Riley Schoonover, and she draws the foul. Just kind of ran right into her, and Schoonover was moving there in Sims' path, and that's where the foul was committed.
Yeah, Clovis. Trouble scoring the basketball. Four of their five made baskets are three-pointers tonight. Two by Sin and two by Yaz.
5:51 to go. Clovis has been stuck on that 14-point mark for quite some time. Yasmin Aguilera, another three! Well, there you go. That ends the drought. 17-11, Cougars. Curry, pass back to Chapman. Chapman drives right hand, spins back. Inside pass, seeing eye for Williams, no good. And a rebound, fight for it. Three, Clovis West Eagles all around Walton, but she draws the jump ball. It will go Clovis direction. Jocelyn Martinez checking back in with her two fouls.
So interesting lineup for Clovis West. With only one starter. No, Martinez is out there. Two starters in the game right now.
Walton dribbling right hand over to Sin. Sin, another three-pointer. Short this time. Fights for it. Souza. It was off the hands of Souza as Martinez was there near the ball going out of the corner there. But it was off of Souza, and it goes Clovis West basketball. Now here comes the Eagles on offense. They get to the front court. McKenna Curry, crossover, pass back to Martinez. Martinez on a dribble, contact, now pass back out. It's to her teammate, Jasmine Martinez, who gets it to Williams. Williams loses it momentarily, picks it up. Martinez peeling off the screen. Now she is dribbling, guarded by Sin. Blows by Sin, throws up a shot, and she draws the foul, two free throws.
Yeah, I thought there could have been a foul on Sadie Sin, but the refs let that go. But, yeah, nice drive by Martinez. Just keeping her dribble alive. Taking to the hoop strong.
Here comes some starters for Clovis West as Chapman and Schoonover and Warren will all check back into this game. After this first free throw from Martinez. On its way and good. Reminder, we have the D1 boys basketball game coming later tonight. Buchanan, St. Joseph. Tip-off scheduled for 8 p.m. So you want to stick around for both broadcasts.
The finale. And all these games, right, they're starting right on time, right? This is just a well-oiled machine that's selling.
Martinez misses it off the back iron. Rebound goes to Clovis. As Aguilera now dribbling. Going to be met here now by some Clovis West Eagles. She's backpedaling, getting it over to Sin. Sin's going to get past and then loses it momentarily as it was poked away by Curry. Now she's going to be harassed. Gets it over to the corner and on the sideline. Stepped out of bounds was Taylor Neal Larkin, who could not stay in bounds. And there's that Clovis West pressure coming alive here, forcing that turnover.
Yeah, changed a little bit. Started the game, playing back, playing in this hybrid type zone. And that time just applying more pressure, throwing double teams. That time it worked.
Ramey Chapman. Eagles down five, getting it over to Warren, swinging it to the other side to Martinez, inside to Schoonover. Schoonover back to the basket with Souza on her. Schoonover now dribbling. Handing it off to Warren, into the corner to Martinez. Martinez guarded tightly by Aguilera, getting it over to Chapman. Chapman guarded by Walton. Chapman loses possession and falls, and it gets to Clovis possession now. Sin up ahead to Aguilera, over to Neal Larkin. Neal Larkin met by a couple Clovis West players. Ball finds Souza as it was loose, and she throws up a shot that does not go. Clovis West the other direction. Chapman pulls back, picks up her dribble in the key. Pass back out. Schoonover three does not fall, and it goes to Walton on the rebound.
She doesn't shoot a lot of threes, but she's a very capable shooter.
Walton steps through the double teams. The ball tipped out of bounds off Swillis. She was trying to get to Sadie Sin. And it will go Clovis basketball here with 3:29 to go. 17-12 in this second quarter. Some more substitutions for Clovis. As Rojas back in. Got a Jasso back in. The corner, Rojas wide open, three in the corner, and it falls. It's been all threes for Clovis. Martinez coming the other way in the paint, guarded by Sin, bumped, and a charge, a bump there from Martinez. That's her third as Sadie Sin draws it.
Yeah, Sadie did a good job, beat her to the spot. It's a little elbow extension. It's a big call because she actually made the basket, but that's an offensive foul, turnover going the other way.
And another big call because it's Martinez's third, and she'll have to sit with 3:10 to go in this second quarter. So Sin up ahead to Aguilera. No look pass over to the right side. Aguilera step back two-pointer. No good. Rebound goes to Chapman. Chapman harassed in the backcourt, but she able to break it on the left side. Now she comes to the front court, flying with some speed. Up and one! What a shot from Ramey Chapman.
She is fast from coast to coast. I think she started her plant foot a little bit too early. She threw that up with her left hand. And one opportunity. Big shot for Clovis West.
Gets the free throw to go. Aguilera with the foul there. That's her first. So the lead back to five for the Cougars. Long pass. It's Rojas. Excuse me. Aguilera, three-pointer. Another one falls for the Cougars.
That three-point line for Clovis has been very, very kind tonight.
2:35 to go in this first half. 8-point lead for the Cougars. Clovis West on offense. Warren. Warren guarded by Jasso. Hesitates. Spins. Right hand. Goes. It falls as a little flip shot up in the paint.
Yeah, snuck that. Just past the front of the rim. Rolled around and went in. Ooh.
Pass deflected by Warren from Sin. Now it gets up to Curry. Curry with two girls on her and gets it off the glass. Four quick points there. 23-19. Sin up ahead to Aguilera. More pressure from Clovis West now. They smell a little blood as Clovis backing up now. Got to get it over to Sin, and it was a
timeout
from Clovis before that pass from Aguilera that went wayward. And we're going to take it with him. 1:56 to go. 23-19 Clovis leads over Clovis West on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCOE.
Paul, we were kind of going over that stat just before we came on air. Clovis has hit a lot of threes, only 1-2. Eventually, you start getting a little bit of a drought. It's eventually, you regress to the mean, right? So Clovis has got to figure some things out outside of the three-point shot.
Absolutely. Only the Walters two-pointer earlier in the basketball game. Otherwise, seven threes for Clovis.
We'll see if it affects the game later. As a pass over to Jossa, tries to save it out of bounds, but she stepped right before she threw it. And another turnover from this pressure here. And this is a key part of this game here, Paul, with 1:47 to go. Clovis West with the basketball, only down four now.
And it's just the different types of defenses that Coach Campbell and the staff are throwing out there. Clovis quite hasn't made the right adjustments. Those three-pointers have giving them the lead, though.
Schoonover, shot, two-pointer, good on the mid-range, and the lead is down to two now. Sim, there's more pressure in the backcourt, gets it over to Walton. Walton with some speed, left side, pass corner, Aguilera, another three, no good, rebound. Chapman, as she's fouled, as Walters got her hand in the cookie jar there.
Well, what Clovis West is doing is they're really speeding up Clovis High on the offensive side. Walters coming out of the game. Now, that was a big shot from Schoonover. She hasn't done a lot offensively, but she can make those 15-footers.
Chapman drives. Now she has to pass back out. Ball deflected as Aguilera got her hand on it, but Warren is able to get back to it. As Chapman now, it's across the timeline. Up ahead is Curry. Back to Chapman. Chapman shot fake. Now she drives right side, looking to tie it. Too strong on the layup attempt. Rebound goes to Walton. And she's fouled in the midcourt as Williams crashed into the ref there, and I think Williams is the one that got the foul. Ref's smiling about it. So Zion Williams draws that foul. Four team foul now for Clovis West.
Walters back into the game. I think Coach Cooper Steele calling out the plays, telling Millie Rojas to get in the corner.
Sadie up ahead to Rojas. Rojas cross court and almost stolen away from Chapman. And it is stepped in front of the pass. The other one inside to Schoonover. Here comes Clovis West. They have a chance to tie it or take the lead. 30 seconds to go. Gets it to Williams. Williams into the body. Loses it, though. Neil Larkin steal it away. Up ahead, Rojas, who's bumped. Gets it over to the other side, Aguilera. And they can hold for the last shot. Double team, though. Harassed. Gets a little bounce pass to Neil Larkin. Neil Larkin back to Aguilera. Over the corner, Rojas was open three. Good recovery. Takes a moment, though, as the defender flies by. Takes a shot, no good. Here comes Clovis West the other way. 5 seconds to go. Chapman over to Curry. Curry for the lead. No good. And that is your halftime buzzer. 23-21 here at the D1 Girls Championship here in the central section at Sellen Arena. We'll take a break for halftime. We'll be right back on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Central Valley's sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, welcome back. Halftime here as Clovis has a narrow lead over Clovis West, 23-21. And as we pour over the stats and what has stood out in this matchup, leading scorers at the moment, Yasmin Aguilera with 12 points for the Cougars. And Ramey Chapman leading the way for Clovis West with the 7 points. And, Paul, a lot of stats to pour over, a lot of things to look at, but what has stood out to you most about the performances so far in this first half?
Well, Clovis is clinging to that two-point lead at half, and that's because of their three-point shooting. 7 of 12 from the game. Only 1 two-point shot has been made. 8 of 22 overall for Clovis. They do have those 9 turnovers. I thought the Clovis West defense from about 2 minutes left in the first quarter all the way through the third quarter or the second quarter made a huge difference. They really sped them up. If it wasn't for hitting those 7 threes, Clovis would find themselves in a deficit. On the flip side, Clovis West has only made 2 of 11 from three-point land. That's a lot of three-point shots in this basketball game, 8 of 26 overall. They also have a lot of turnovers. They have 8 in the game tonight so far. So, you know, we'll see what type of adjustments both coaches are making at halftime. You know, this is a game of chess, right? And both these coaches are very familiar with each other. It's a game that I think could go any way in the second quarter. And, this is a chance. The next 60 minutes are going to decide history.
If you are Coach Campbell and you're looking at your team and the way they played, of course, you're not quite happy with the start, but to the finish, at least to make it a two-point game when it feels like they've been really kind of dominated in that first half offensively and otherwise, but seems like they clicked a little bit defensively, maybe lulled Clovis into some sense of security in the first quarter, with now the pressure ramping in the second quarter. What do you think Coach Campbell's thinking about from that performance?
Yeah, they've done a good job of cutting down the passing lanes, and I think Coach Campbell's probably like, hey, we're in pretty good shape even though we're down 2 points in this one. If it wasn't for hitting those 12 threes, right? They only missed 5. They made 7, talking about Clovis High. I think Clovis West has got to feel pretty good where they're at right now.
And for Clovis and Cooper Steele and what he's seeing, what are some things he's probably thinking about in terms of that second half?
Well, defensively, I feel like they're doing a good job. They're flying out at the shooters. They're making things difficult. Schoonover only has the 1 basket tonight so far, so they're doing a good job on her. I think they got to get back to where they put Walters in the middle of the court offensively, put her on the free throw line. She's really savvy. She does a good job pump faking the basketball. Just kind of let the game slow down a little bit on the offensive side, and I think better things will happen for Clovis High if they do those things.
So we sit here at half. Paul, we've had some fun fun games so far today. A little recap of what you've seen so far today from the game standpoint?
Yeah, we just mentioned the Tulare game, so congrats to the Tulare Union Tribe for winning their first basketball championship. Under Coach Mark Hatton, the winningest boys coach in Central Section history. To see him win that with a couple really good dynamic guards, Damaj Riley was really effective tonight with 25 points. So congratulations to them. Emmanuel, the game before that, last two championships in D4. They won this year in D5. with the 49-25 win over Shafter. So some really good basketball played today. Rosemont won their early game. I think I read that's their third straight as well. So congrats to them on winning another championship.
Kalinga finished.
Oh my gosh,
Kalinga finished.
That's the most exciting.
I was waiting for you to describe that one.
All right. So yeah, Santa Maria had a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter, and Kalinga kept chipping away. They had a steal with about 4 seconds left in the game. Talking about Kalinga, they threw the ball down the court. They had a layup opportunity, and it looked like it was blocked from behind, but there was a foul called with 0.2 seconds left. So the young man, his name escapes me right now, missed the first, made the second, game over.
Wow.
Kalinga wins.
Wow. Unbelievable.
The thrill of victory and agony of defeat. I was over here on the Santa Maria side, and those players were almost inconsolable. Just a heartbreaking defeat for them. But on the flip side, congrats to Kalinga.
Just some more memories here at Cellen Arena that are made. And, of course, we got another game with another half to go as Clovis and Clovis West will get set to do battle. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with second half action on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Thason Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
All right, the second half. Ready to get underway here at Cellen Arena for the D1 Girls Championship. Clovis leading by two over Clovis West, 23-21, as Clovis West will inbound. We're underway. Real quick, Paul, what to expect in the second half? Should be a good one.
Yeah, I'm curious on the adjustments made. I don't think there's going to be a lot, but those threes for Clovis High has kept them in this game. See if they can keep up the hot shooting.
Walters steps in front of a pass and deflects it from Sadie. Or Sydney Swillis, who was trying to pass it inside to Schoonover, and it deflected out of bounds. Stays Clovis West basketball. 15 on the shot clock for the Eagles in this opening possession. Chapman back up to Swillis at the top of the arc. Swings it to Martinez. Martinez holding the basketball. Over to Chapman, left side, three-pointer. No good, well off to the left side. And the rebound goes to Clovis. We try to draw a little contact on that shot. Clovis now the other way as Aguilera over to Rojas. Swinging to the corner is Walton. Walton met there. Now she turns, peels, drives baseline, and gets contacted there. A push from Clovis West, as we'll check who got it there.
And Clovis High led by as many as 10 in that first half. Clovis West did not hold any type of lead.
Remy Chapman with the foul, her first. There's a sub coming in for Coach Campbell as McKenna Curry comes in for Martinez. Sin inbounding with 7:22 to go. A little bounce pass inside for Walters. Walters pass back out over to Walton. Walton traveled as she hesitated with the shot fake and the dribble.
Quick sub. Defense for offense.
Just trying to avoid Martinez with those three fouls. Yeah. Coach Campbell's going to do those subs no matter what. I don't know if anybody subs more than Coach Campbell in the central section. Martinez over to Schoonover. Schoonover over to the other side. Three-pointer on its way. Warren and Clovis West with their first lead tonight.
Oh, there it is. Warren, one of the best shooters on the court, gets one to go down.
Walters dribbling on Schoonover. Arm on her. Spins. Pass out. Walton thought about the three. Now steps back as Martinez recovers. Walton over to Aguilera, contacted, no foul. Aguilera now dribbling around the right side, and she's going to be fouled on the shot underneath. We'll check the number.
I think that was on Swillis.
As it's Sydney Swillis' first foul of the evening. Two shots for Aguilera.
Schoonover was there with the help defense and actually blocked it out of bounds. But the foul was earlier on the drive.
No good. Speaking of Sydney Swillis, Alexis Swillis made her Fresno debut with UNLV today in Fresno. Just wanted to shout that out.
These are the first two free throws of the night for Clovis High.
They go one for two from the line, so it's tied at 40-24. Schoonover wide open in the corner, three no good. And a foul. Is that Jocelyn Martinez's fourth? It is. It's Martinez's fourth foul That's a crucial piece for Craig Campbell to be losing here if he's going to sub her out, which he will.
Yeah, bit of a silly foul, too. It was unnecessary.
On the rebound from Walton as she was trying to split the defenders and go through.
Three fouls already in the first quarter.
24-24. 6:27 to go in this third quarter. Walton inbounding to Sin. Sin getting it up ahead over to Aguilera. Aguilera met by a couple double teams as the ball nearly finds us on the sideline as an errant pass from Aguilera sends it Clovis West's direction. Warren inbounds and it's over to McKenna Curry. It's now Clovis West back on offense. Warren over to Curry as they're well beyond the arc. Now Curry with some speed. Guarded by Sin. Pass back out is Chapman. Chapman guarded by Rojas. Hesitates, spin right side. Too strong on the layup attempt. Rebound is off a scoot over and it goes Clovis direction.
Yeah, Chapman, you know, she's very crafty. She got to the rim but overshot it. We see that a lot at Salem Arena. Just some of these layups. The players find themselves in awkward situations down underneath.
Walton to the corner to Walters. Walters now two-pointer short on the pull-up jumper. Guarded by Swillis there. And now it's Clovis West the other direction as Chapman holds onto the basketball and settles things down. Game still tied at 24-all. Chapman with the Swillis screen. Going over to the right side. Guarded by Walton. Chapman now drives right side. Now pulls back on the contact. Gets it over to Curry at the top of the arc. Curry guarded by Jasso. Over back to Chapman. Chapman thought about the long distance three. Now throws up a wild shot. It goes off the glass. How did that go down?
Oh, I don't know.
Shot
I don't even know what you call that.
Shot clock was winding down, and somehow it goes off the glass. 26-24, Clovis West. Rojas blocked away by Schoonover on the layup attempt.
We saw that in the Carruthers game. Schoonover did a fantastic job with her help defense coming, sliding across or rotating around and blocking shots, making things difficult.
Aguilera back in for Walton. Aguilera looking to inbound it. There's a foul. As Walton was holding Sadie Sin. Melani Warren, excuse me, with her second foul. Inbounding it is Rojas. Rojas looking to get it to somebody. Will bounce pass into Walters. Is poked away. Clovis West off the deflection there as Chapman, or excuse me, Schoonover jumped in front of it. Stays Clovis basketball. Sin will now inbound. Bring it up and loose ball. Rojas picks it up on the arc. Now she's met by a double team. Hands it off to Aguilera, who now dribbles by the logo. Now Aguilera with some steam ahead, right side, throws up a shot trying to draw the foul, does not get the call. Loose ball goes to Clovis West. Here comes Curry the other direction. Warren to the corner to Swillis. Inside Schoonover. Schoonover too strong on the shot and a rebound for Rojas the other way.
Ah, that looked like that could have been a foul.
Clovis over to Sin. Sin driving baseline, peels back out as she's met by a double team, swinging at Rojas. Three-pointer on the way and it rattles home. Clovis back up.
Oh, big swing right there. Clovis West thought they had a foul opportunity, a three-pointer on the other side for the Cougars.
Chapman inside, Schoonover foul. As Walters looked like the one that committed it. No, it was actually Jasso, the backside. I got Schoonover on the push there. So it's two free throws for Riley Schoonover. First one good. Ties it up at 27. Williams back in. Souza in for Clovis as Walters will take a seat.
You can start to feel it, Phil. The every possession matters, right?
We knew we were locked into a game like this, right, Paul?
Had to happen.
Ooh. A shot, no good, but we have a lane violation from Clovis on the missed free throw, so Schoonover gets a do-over.
Oh,
Now the second chance, and it's good as Schoonover will take the lead for Clovis West, 28-27. Aguilar up ahead to Sin. Sin met by Warren. Now she dribbles on the left side. They'll be on the arc here, guarding the offense. 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Sin inside. Souza harassed, and a foul as Williams reached in.
That's going to be the fifth foul.
And that's free throws for the rest of the quarter here with that 4 minutes to go. It should be free throws. They were setting up for the inbound. Yeah, two shots here now. As everyone realizes, it's free throws the rest of the way for this quarter for Clovis. Paul, when
after not shooting a free throw in the first half,
you can be shooting
a lot
of
opportunities.
Here.
Yeah.
So if you're Clovis here, how do you attack this now with the bonus for 4 minutes? Misses the first free throw.
I mean, if you're Clovis West, let's flip it around a little bit. You just got to play straight up, right? Fundamental defense. Every foul is going to put Clovis on the line. We've seen this so much, Phil, the last couple of days, shooting short on free throws. Better adjustment there.
Second one good for Souza. This game tied at 28. 4 minutes ago in this third quarter of this D1 Girls Championship between two teams that are ever familiar with each other. Chapman dribbling right, left side with the screen. Now peels back, pass back to Williams. Catch and shoot three on its way. No good. Right for the rebound as Souza picks it up. Bounce pass to Sin as Clovis the other way. Up ahead to Rojas. Rojas to the corner. Three on its way. Jasso, no good. Fight for the rebound goes to Clovis West. And we got a timeout. Craig Campbell will take a full timeout here with 3:26 to go. 28-28 between Clovis and Clovis West. You're listening to the D1 Girls Championship on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Central Valley's sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the foundation at FCOE.
All right, welcome back. 28-28, Clovis and Clovis West locked in here, tied up with 3:26 to go. Clovis West is going to inbound here at the timeout. Ball. Clovis is kind of having those struggles with those other shots. You haven't seen him nail. We've seen him nail one three-pointer, but that's been about it.
Clovis West has really taken away the inside game of the Cougars, forcing them to make threes, and they have. They've responded, but still a tight game.
Chapman over to Schoonover. Schoonover handing it off to Curry. Curry over to Williams at the logo. Inside pass, Schoonover, turnaround shot off the glass for two.
And what a pass. What an entry pass. Overhead on the money for the layup.
Well, getting into the game in the scorer's table as Williams deflected it out. Stays Clovis basketball as Walton's going to check in here. Walton checking in for Jasso. 3 minutes to go. Clovis West with a 30-28 lead.
So Sadie Sins, but quiet in this third quarter scoring-wise.
Walton handing it off Sin. Sin over to Rojas. Rojas, other side, Sin, three-pointer on its way, no good. Right for the rebound, Aguilera able to box out. Over to Rojas, three-pointer this time, short on the left side. Another rebound goes to Clovis's way. Swinging it out to Sin. Sin drives baseline, fires a shot, but stolen away by Williams. Here comes Clovis West now. They could extend this lead. Chapman with the screen to Schoonover. Drives right side, peels back, inside Schoonover, backside pass. It's up, good on the left side.
Yeah, another really good entry pass. Schoonover with the left-handed shot on the left side. That was beautifully executed.
Aguilera up ahead. Now dribbling, kick out Rojas. Over to Aguilera again. Aguilera thought about the three. Now dribbling with Schoonover on her. Souza setting the screen. Schoonover stays on Aguilera, inside Souza. Souza with the size advantage. Throws up a wild shot as she travels. Sometimes you feel like these Clovis Cougars are hoping for a foul on those two-point shots,
yeah,
and they're not getting them.
I agree. Yeah, the defense from Clovis West, despite those five fouls with 4 minutes left, He's been really, really active.
Chapman getting it up to the front court now. Screen set by Swillis. Now Chapman on the right side. Dribbling, guarded by Sin. Crossover, beats Sin on the right side. Floor, off the glass again, and good.
Oh, three straight makes for Clovis West. All within 15 feet.
Sin over his side with Aguilar. Over to Walton in the corner. Walton thought about the three, bounced back. We got a charge as Walton leaned the shoulder into Ramey Chapman. A foul for Jada Walton.
Yeah, good defense by Chapman, just anticipating that. Coach Cooper Steele and his staff weren't happy with that call. It's actually the outside ref that called it. It wasn't the one that was down underneath. Might have extended their elbow a little bit. That's why Clovis West got the call.
Chapman over to Warren. Warren over to Swillis. Swinging it around the right side. Inside scoot over. Inside out came Warren. Three-pointer on its way. Well off to the left side. Rebound goes to Aguilera. Aguilera guarded by Williams. Aguilera now to the front court. Clovis fans looking for a foul. As Sane is going to get it deflected away. Fight for the ball. It's out of bounds. It stays with Clovis High. Well, now they're switching the call to Clovis West. As Chapman was really hit hard there on that play.
Yeah, she dove, tried to get the basketball.
As we have some disagreements from the last couple calls here. Hey. Coach Yusef, Chapman needs to gather herself, and she does.
If Coach Cooper Steele not agreeing with that, because the initial call was Clovis's way, but then the ref changed it to be Golden Eagle basketball.
All momentum to Clovis West in this quarter, Paul. 50 seconds to go. Clovis West with the basketball up six now in this D1 championship. Swillis, bounce pass inside, Schoonover. Look at that inside out game. Turns right side, gets some space. Blocked away by Walters. Fight for the ball. It's a jump ball. It'll go Clovis direction.
Good fight by, who is it? Who tied it up? Was it Walton?
Walton.
Yeah. Yeah, that could have very well been Clovis West possession, but Walton comes in and ties it up. Yeah, Clovis West has outscored him 13-5 in this quarter so far.
Sin dribbling up, met by Rojas now, up ahead, and a wild throw that's well out of the reach of Walters, and another turnover for the Cougars.
Unforced error.
An interesting move from Coach Campbell as Martinez is in with four, just for offensive purposes, you would sure, imagine.
Yep. 0.9 difference, shot clock and game clock.
Chapman. They will hold for this last shot, up six in this third quarter. Clovis led for the entire first half, but Clovis West has come on strong here in this third quarter and has grabbed control of this basketball game. They could cap it off here with a buzzer beater at the third quarter. Chapman dribbles right side, met by a triple team. Kick out, Warren, three, good! There's the buzzer. 37-28, Clovis West leads, going to the fourth quarter in the D1 Girls Championship. We'll be right back on 1430 ESPN Fresno.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Mionette's Pizza.
All right, 37-28 with 8 minutes to go. Clovis West has flipped this basketball game since halftime. And Paul, what has stood out, what Clovis West has been able to do?
Yeah, I mean, they just really sped up Clovis High. They forced the Cougars into seven turnovers in that quarter. Still only 1 2-point basket in the entire game for Clovis High.
Clovis West with the basketball starting this fourth quarter. Warren, who had a huge three right before the end of the third, put him up nine. Chapman spin, flip shot, up, no good. Rebound, Clovis. Rojas, got to be careful. Willis trailer, now she peels back, gets it to Sin. Sin now controlling the offense. Over to the corner, there's Rojas is there, met by a double team, peels. Two-point shot. There's one and one.
There you go. Rojas, nice drive. Took it strong. Went up with 2 feet. And here's the coaching staff. Get downhill, right? Attack the basket.
Schoonover commits the foul. Huge potential three-point opportunity for Clovis here at the start of this fourth quarter. Does not go off the front iron. Clovis West lead stays at 7. Here comes Chapman now as the Eagles set up on offense. With a Schoonover at the top of the arc, swinging it over to Swillis, now to the corner to Williams. Williams guarded by Walton tightly, now puts the ball to the floor. Dribbling over to the right side, now gets it over to Warren, who stands at the top of the arc. Warren now puts it to the floor, dribbling right side. Poked away by Aguilera, now throws up a shot. Oh, left hand.
Wow.
Some strength there from Alani Warren.
Yeah, that's actually not her strength as far as getting to the basket. She's a three-point shooter, but got that one to go with the left.
Rojas, cross court, Aguilera, three on its way. No good off the front iron, but there's Walters on the putback attempt. She'll have 2 free throws. As Ramey Chapman gets her second foul. Walters, first free throw. Excuse me, Walton, no good. These are the opportunities you cannot waste if you're Clovis. Second one to go here for Jada Walton. Lead is 9, could cut it to 8. On its way, good. So 39-31, Clovis West leads with 6:35 to go. Chapman met by a double team. Spins around, throws it right to Jada Walton. Here comes Clovis the other way. Over to Aguilera in the corner to Rojas. Rojas picks up her dribble now. Throws up a shot. Blocked away Schoonover. Fight for the rebound. And it was off of the leg of Schoonover. Saved there from Jada Walton on the baseline to keep it Clovis possession.
Yeah, it's kind of blocked off from that. That was a great play.
Almost a timeout call for...
Just kidding.
Just kidding, says Coach Campbell. Sin will inbound. Flips it up to Walters. Walters over to Walton. Walton spins over and now gets it. Picks up the dribble. Pulls back over to Sin. That's some contact there. No call. Sin swinging it over to Walton. Walton, though, lost it, and it goes to Williams' hands. Here comes Clovis West the other way. Williams goes coast to coast right hand. She draws the foul as Walters picks it up. That's Amaya Walters' 3rd foul.
Yeah, Williams getting a lot of playing time in this championship game. She missed a lot of the season due to injury.
You got to imagine with Martinez still with those 4 fouls. It's the reason she's getting
that. Yeah, we haven't seen her much in the second half, if at all.
Williams, free throw good.
Yeah, Coach Cooperseal, they got to get Sadie Sin going. Clovis West has done a good job of taking her away from the offensive side.
Second one, good. 2-for-2 trip for Zion Williams. 10-point lead with 6 minutes to go for Clovis West. Sin, bounce pass, and a foul. Is that what the call was? Maybe she stepped out of bounds. I couldn't quite see. It looks like it was.
No, they're calling
a
foul.
No, it is a foul. Yeah, Maya Walters picked up a foul away from the play there.
That 4?
It's 4 fouls for Maya Walters. I wasn't sure what happened there. I was watching Sadie Sin, so.
And I was writing down the score and the time.
Ramey Chapman. Over to Warren. Another player down as Aguilera fell inside. A 2-point shot from Schoonover inside. She's fouled. She'll have 2 free throws. It's like Neil Larkin was the one that maybe committed it. Yep, it is.
Yeah, so Walters with those 4 fouls got to sit for a little bit. I don't think Coop is going to keep her on the bench very long.
Free throw, first one on its way. Good from Schoonover.
four or five so far from the line for Riley.
Second one. Good. Lead up to 12 now with 5:44 to go. Sin over to Rojas. Rojas dribbling, met by the double team, over to Sin. Sin picks it up. Sin inside, but nice steal from Williams to pick it out of the air.
She's played a really good game, hasn't she?
Made a big, huge factor on that play. And here comes Ramey Chapman now with the basketball. Another opportunity for Clovis West. She stops. Now she steps through. Left-handed shot. No good. Schoonover fights for the board, but the ball bounced off her hand on the baseline. Chapman had it, but it did bounce out of bounds, so it'll go Clovis basketball. Here comes McKenna Curry. He's coming in for Schoonover.
It has just been so tough for Clovis to get any type of offense against this hybrid zone, this pressure in the backcourt that they're doing. It's not a trapping defense. They're just kind of slowing them down and making things difficult, stepping in the passing lanes.
Up ahead, floats over, short on the shot. Rebound goes to Walton. Pass back out Aguilera. They need this three to fall, and it does.
Timeout.
And a timeout from Cooper Steele as the lead's cut to 9. Clovis knocks down a three. 43-34 with 4:56 to go. We'll take a timeout. We'll be right back on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and MQ.
All right, welcome back. 4:56 to go in this fourth quarter, Paul. Clovis has any hopes of making a comeback. What is it going to take for them down 9 with 5 minutes, a little under 5 minutes to go against this Clovis West squad?
Well, they obviously they cannot turn the ball over. They've had difficulty, really penetrating Clovis West. Clovis West has done a good job speeding them up. Just got to play solid defense, rebound the basketball. Don't give Clovis West second opportunities.
Some pressure here in the backcourt from Clovis. Chapman over to Curry. Curry now up to the timeline and over to Chapman as they're now in the front court. 15 on the shot clock. Chapman guarded by Rojas. Hesitates. Left side shot. No good. Fight for the loose ball. Goes to Walton. And we got a foul. Got a foul from Schoonover. That's your third in the Clovis basketball. So Cougars get a stop, which will be the start of what they hope is a comeback. Walton, speedy, up the left side. No good on the layup. She missed it.
Wide open.
Clovis West now with the basketball again. 4:20 to go in this game. Chapman across half court now. Directing offense. And they get it to McCurry. Curry now replaces her spot. Curry guarded tightly by Aguilera. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Curry, bounce pass to Chapman at the free throw line. She spins, left side, layup, good, up the glass.
That's about as perfect as a possession you can get.
Lead back up to 11. Sin over to the other side to Rojas. Rojas in the front court now. Guarded tightly by Warren. Now hands it to Aguilera, swinging it over Walton. Walton driving down. Now kick out Rojas, three-pointer. It falls. Another three for Clovis to get them back to 8 now. Down 8 with 3:35 to go. A timeout, a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay here. And so, Paul, those threes, they're living and dying by them right now in this basketball game. But that Walton miss, unfortunately, one you can't have, but they got to get that defensive pressure ramped up in the front court. But Chapman might be too good.
Well, yeah, and, you know, she's a junior. She's got a lot of experience. Her third year on varsity, two section championships, obviously, in her two seasons before this. And, you know, 30-second shot clock in girls' basketball. So with about, I don't know, 12, 13 seconds left, that's when you kind of start your action. And when you got a point guard like Chapman who you trust, you don't have to get her the ball right at the 30-second point, but you need to get her the ball with about 12, 13 and let her just make the offense go. The player deep. Let's see her.
Ball deflected out of bounds as Williams couldn't get it to her teammate, but Souza deflected it, so it stays Clovis West basketball. Martinez back in with her four fouls now. But it's go time here in this basketball game. Martinez over to Warren, back over to Martinez, now trying to get to the front court. She's going to be met by Aguilera, who kicked the ball out of bounds.
20 seconds.
They didn't reset.
No.
They didn't call a kickball. It looked like it kicked off.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that is a kickball. Purple. Now they reset the shot clock to 30. Pass back to Chapman. Now Chapman up ahead. A loose ball. It's going to find Neil Larkin. Another errant pass. Sin. Two on one. Floater off the glass. No. Fight for the rebound. Goes to Schoonover. They're going to try to get a hand on it. And what do we got? A jump ball, and it'll go Clovis direction. And Coach Craig Campbell imploring his team to just settle it down with those passes. Walters is coming back with the four fouls.
Sadie Stinn still has not scored in the second half.
Neil Larkin out. Souza stays in. This is a bigger lineup for Clovis with 3:13 to go. Inbound to Rojas. Rojas passed down low. Walters going to work. Turnaround hook shot. No good. Schoonover with another rebound.
Great hustle by Riley coming from the opposite side to grab that rebound.
Williams knocked out of bounds from Sadie Sin as she was met there. Sin's arguing it was off of Williams when it went out, but it'll stay Clovis West basketball with 2:59 to go. Chapman dribbling. Now drives right side. She comes with some speed. Kicked out to Schoonover in the corner. Now hands it Warren. Warren catch and shoot in rhythm. Three-pointer. No good. Second chance. Opportunity underneath. Martinez draws the foul. She'll have two shots.
That three-point attempt by Warren almost bounced in. And I think, Phil, because of that, it threw off the timing on the rebound from Clovis High. And Martinez just found herself with the basketball underneath.
Big free throws here with 2:45 to go. Good.
I've noticed this with Coach Campbell on free throws. He'll bring the team over and he'll talk strategy. It's almost like a mini, 15-second timeout. He's able to talk to his team.
2-for-2 trip for Jocelyn Martinez. Lead back to 10 with 2:44 to go for Clovis West. Sin, bounce pass over to Rojas. Rojas going to drive right side. Good layup there. A quick bucket for Clovis. Now the pressure on for Clovis West. Chapman with some steam. Bounce pass, Schoonover inside. She fouled.
You got five on.
That looks like five for Walters.
Yep.
If it's Walters, she'll foul out. Neil Larkin comes to the score table. Oh, no, it's going to be on Aguilera. So no foul on Walters. I thought it was on Walters, but. So Yasmin Aguilera gets her second foul. Interesting. First free throw, good.
Oh.
Putting Neil Larkin in for Souza.
Schoonover's found the free throw touch in this game.
Put the lead back to 10 for Schoonover with 2:27 to go. Second free throw on its way. It's good.
Those have been big in the second half.
Sin met at that double team at the logo. Picks up her dribble pass. Stolen away by Martinez, but he lost it out of bounds. Almost stole it away. Jumped in front of that pass, though. We got Sadie Hines checking in for what I believe is the first time I've called her name in this one. Coming in for Neil Larkin.
Probably more shooting.
Inbound to Sin. Sin into the front court. Over to the corner. Sadie Hines, three-pointer. No good. Up the front iron. Hands it. Sadie Sin off. Thought about the three. Now over to the other side. Sadie Hines swings it to the corner. Rojas, bounce pass. Loose ball. Fight for it on the floor. Sin has it. And we have a timeout as Sadie Sin had it on the floor. Timeout, Clovis down 10 with 2:02 to go. All right, Paul. Strategy conversation. It's a full timeout here. We'll stay with it.
Yeah, I think that saved the jump ball, right? I think it's Clovis West possession on the next jump ball.
It would have been Clovis West possession on the jump ball. Yeah. So Clovis retains. And if they're going to pull off something here, we've seen miracles before for this Clovis High squad, but it's going to take a lot for them to dig deep here. If you're Clovis West, talk about how you're approaching this defensively, what Clovis is looking for, and what you're trying to take away from them.
Well, three fouls for them, so they have a couple or one to give. Hey, you got to show on the 3-point line. You can't leave your feet, right? You got to stay low, but get your hands extended, make things difficult, cut off those passing lanes like they've been doing. But you can't let Clovis High and get open for threes. You got to know where your teammates are. Also, for Clovis West, you can't give up offensive rebounds to Clovis High. Give them another opportunity to hit a three. Because remember, long rebounds on three-point attempts, long shots create long rebounds.
2:02 to go.
It's a good defensive lineout, two out there for Clovis West.
Send to inbound. 21 on the shot clock. Bounce pass to Walters. Pass back out Rojas. Rojas guarded by Chapman. We're under two to go now. Down 10. Clovis needs points in quickly. Takes the screen. Chapman fronting her. Takes the contact. Rojas loses it momentarily. Bounce pass back to Aguilera. Step back three-pointer on its way. Ooh. No good. Rebound, Clovis West.
Good rebound by Martinez.
1:43 to go. Pressure on now for Clovis. Get any sort of steal here. Martinez. Caressed by Rojas. Down she breaks through the pressure. Over to the corner. Swillis catch and shoot. Three. No good. High rebound. Finds Clovis High. Here comes Aguilera now. They got to get points and quickly. Picks up her dribble. Pass back out. Deflected. Sin in the backcourt. Now she steps forward to the front court. Loses the ball. Momentarily Warren picks it up now. Stolen away for Clovis West. Going the other way. Chapman. To Schoonover, open, left side, laying it in.
Yeah, Craig Campbell decided not to call a timeout in that situation, and it paid off. They got the layup.
Clovis down 12, a minute to go now. Rojas over to Sin. Clovis has got to go. Sin straight away three, air balls it. Chapman rebound. Clovis West can feel it now. 43 seconds to go. Clovis is not fouling.
They got a foul.
They're not fouling. Chapman now gets to the front court. Over to Swillis. Swillis thought about the shot. Pass back out to Martinez. Clovis is not fouling here. And a ball loose, but Chapman is fouled by Aguilera. Her third, but so much time off the clock, Paul, and it feels like Clovis West is closing in on a 14th title in a row.
Wow.
Checking in for Clovis West is Mackenzie Pritchard. Checking in for Clovis is Michaela Sevilla. After this first free throw from Chapman. Good. 13-point lead. We see some starters leave the floor for Clovis West now.
They're going to do it.
How fitting would it be to take a 14-point lead with 14 on the line? There it is. 2-for-2 for Chapman. Lead is to 14. Clovis in action here. Sin, floater, left side, no good, but she's fouled. She'll shoot free throws, and the remarkable career of Sadie Sin will continue in the state playoffs, but this will be her final time at Sullen Arena, Paul. And a remarkable career for her as a Clovis Cougar. She will shoot two free throws. A lot of these seniors with the last opportunity to play at this gym. And she makes the first free throw with 20 seconds to go.
And that's her first point of the second half. Almost unfathomable.
Second free throw. Good to go for Sadie Sin. The lead cut to 12 with 20 seconds to go. Pass in Chapman. Met by a double team. Chapman. And a timeout from Coach Campbell as he'll settle it down. 30-second timeout for Coach Campbell here as we near the end of this D1 Girls Championship. We'll talk about it in our post game. Of course, we're going to be here all the way up until the boys' championship, so a lot to talk about, Paul. We may have a surprise special guest.
Yeah, we're going to try to get Vaughn Webb.
Yeah.
Once I see him, I'll tell him to stick around here. But, yeah, it's as Sadie's staying in the game. Yaz is, too, keeping the starters out there, Millie. Our national anthem girls out there did a fantastic job.
Kayla Sevilla.
Incredible. Yeah, we'll have more time when the game is over, Phil, to kind of break down what happened. I think the game just got away from Clovis. And, a lot of that's due to Clovis West defense and what they were able to do and shut down Sadie.
Chapman, bounce pass. Now she's dribbling around. Dribbling around and no fouls. Ball deflected out of bounds on a pass. There's 8.3 seconds now left on the clock. Back pass to Chapman. This is it. No fouls from Clovis. Clovis West has been tested so many times this year by teams in the Central Section, but this time, 14 feels so sweet. Their 14th Central Section title in a row, champions in 2026. Clovis West takes it in D1.
Well, it was the defense, and that little stretch where Clovis West made three straight shots to really pull away and to get that 10-point lead. It ended up being a double-digit victory for Clovis West for their 14th straight Central Section Championship. The number two beats the number one team here at Selland Arena.
We'll take a break. We'll recap it all, go over the stats, and get full reaction here from the D1 Girls Final. And a reminder, we have the D2 Boys Final following this one as well, so you don't want to go anywhere. So stay with us. We're taking a break. We'll be right back here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and M-Cubed.
All right, welcome back. A D1 championship yet again goes to Clovis West, 14 straight here, Paul. And the streak remains alive. It was certainly threatened quite this season by great teams like Clovis High. Central East even threatened them there in the track. But Clovis West once again prevails. The championship DNA prevails. And they get it done in somewhat comeback fashion in that second half and really run away with it there. 53-41 the final. And, Paul, you pour over the stats, you look at everything. What stands out to you most?
Yeah, the only 3 2-point shots made all night for Clovis. It's something you don't normally see. I think the defense from Clovis West was just exceptional. Taking away Sadie Sin, she only took 3 shots in the second half, only shot 2 free throws, both of them she made. No buckets for her. Yeah, I've seen a lot of different styles of defense that Coach Craig Campbell and his staff come out with, and that kind of was a new one for me, how they just put 2 girls in the front court, trapped, not really hard, just made things difficult. They really got their hands in the passing lanes. They showed out, underneath. I thought Clovis High actually had the advantage down underneath, but Clovis West really took it away. The 20 turnovers that they caused as well was huge. And how about this, Phil? Clovis West shot 15 of 17 free throws. Very, very impressive, right? So all of those equal a 14 straight championship for Clovis West.
Clovis certainly has more to do after this game. They'll have the state, and Paul just set the stage. Both these teams are going to be going at in the state playoffs, so this season's not done for any of these teams, but both formidable now.
Sure.
As they move into the state playoffs and where they will potentially slot into after after today.
Yeah, so I think Clovis West is going to be in the open division, most likely in NorCal, where they've been sent in years past. Clovis will be in Division One, either NorCal or SoCal, you know, in the central section. CIF State could put them in either bracket, so we'll see about that. But, you know, you could also see, Phil, the disappointment in the eyes of Clovis High. They, you know, had aspirations to win a central section championship. There's a few tears on the sideline, and you know, it was just Clovis West night tonight.
Who's our star of the game tonight? I have a nominee. I wonder if you have a nominee.
You know, I know Ramey and Riley each scored 15, and Milani had 13, a couple big threes. I'm going to go with Riley Schoonover.
I'm there too.
Okay, good. 7 of 8 free throws. She was clutch. Those 15 points, looks like 9 rebounds, a couple deflections, block shots, a couple steals as well. You know, Coach Cape Campbell has talked about it. He's been really hard on her. She transferred from the Hanford area, came in last year, and brought her along slowly, and he's challenged her in a lot of ways, and she played a really good basketball game tonight. So, yeah, I'm good with that. Let's go with her.
Riley Schoonover, our Valley Athletics star of the game for the D1 Girls Champions, Clovis West Golden Eagles. All right, so we're going to take a little bit of a break here, and we are going to come back on air at the latest 7:45. We have the D1 Boys Championship, so stay with us. Stay right here. We're going to take a 10-minute so break, and we'll be back for another broadcast here of the D1 Boys Championship starting at 7:45, tip-off at 8 o'clock, St. Joseph, Buchanan, coming up very soon. So stay tuned for that. For Phil Minotti, for Paul Matters, for Jorge, we'll be right back on 1430, 7:45. Don't go anywhere for Selling Arena coverage of High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN.
You've been listening to High School Basketball on ESPN Fresno. A special thank you to A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, Fashion Furniture, The Foundation at FCOE, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, Me and Ed's Pizza, Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, M-Cubed, Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn for making all this possible.